Hey there, Gavin Gear here from the Extreme Windows blog, and today I want to talk to you about a new feature in Windows 8 that's called File History. File History is a new way to back up your files, and it's great because it keeps a chronological history of the files in your document libraries. Let me show you how it's set up and configured. So we're going to activate the start screen, type in File History, and drop down to Settings, and we'll see it right up here at the top. So when we activate this, it's going to show us the File History Configuration Control Panel. And we can see here that File History is off, which is the default. And all we need to do is turn it on. It's got my USB 3 external hard drive selected by default, which is what I happen to want. And it's going to go ahead and run a backup of our document libraries by default. Now, I want to show you a couple of configuration options here. So some of the things that we can do are selecting the drive. If the selected drive wasn't the one that we wanted to use file history on, we can exclude folders. So this would be great if we have a large volume of data that we don't want to back up using file history, like if we have multiple gigs per file of videos in a particular folder, we might want to use some other method to back that up based on the hardware we're using, etc. We can also go into advanced settings and set the interval at which file history makes incremental backups of your document libraries. We can adjust the size of the offline cache. We can adjust how long the saved versions are kept. More details on my detailed write-up. There's a link in this post to that on file history. So I also wanted to show you a quick demo of how you can restore files. If you happen to have lost data or have modified a version and aren't happy with your file, all you need to do is click on Restore Personal Files. And this will take you to a sort of File Explorer browser view. And you can click on Documents, which is where I want to restore a file from. We can hover over these files to see what the file extension is. This is the file that I'm interested in examining. We can see here that we have an image with some text on it. This is a JPEG image. If we roll back, we can see some previous versions. And let's say I wanted to restore a version that didn't have the text. Just to show you real quick, I've got that document library open. If we open the image, we can see here that it has the red text on it. Now, if we go ahead and click the Restore to Original Location button, we're going to replace the file in the destination. It's going to open that up for us. And we can see here that we have the file restored without the text on it. So this is great for situations where you might be resizing images and save over the original, or if you happen to have modified an image, maybe you've flattened an image in Photoshop and then saved, and then you want to restore some of the layer specific data, that kind of thing. Whole bunch of things that you can do, extra information on my detailed post. It's a great feature, and I hope you'll try it out. Thanks.